This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Week 7 of Katie Thurston's season of The Bachelorette. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by our own Katie, Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
For week 7, we're down to 7. All of our favorite men were just as shocked as the rest of us that there was such a bloodbath last week.
I don't think anyone was really expecting that to happen last week. They were almost cut, almost in half, I would think, with people going home. And Brendan said that, you know, a lot of good guys went home last week, and jumping ahead a little bit, he's kind of like, why am I here? Which is kind of what everyone else is saying, I think, because no one remembers him at all.
Yeah, and goes back to they're just like us. Sometimes you just have to wonder how some of these guys get as far as they do. And remember, we had this conversation with our friend who is on Rachel's season, Matt. He got this far. He sort of had that same feeling. You're looking around thinking, oh, I might be taking her home next week. And we really haven't spent that much time together.
We haven't really talked to each other yet. How did I get here?
Mom, Dad, this is Katie. She's a girl.
She's on this show.
I don't really know much else. And Mike was the other one, not Michael, but Mike was the other one that hadn't gotten a one-on-one. When Katie's talking to Tayshia and Caitlin, for her not to, at that point, not that she's going to, let's jump ahead and just tell you, I'm going to tell you the people that I'm sending to hometowns. But I actually bought it when she said that she wasn't really sure what she wanted to do.
I did too, but I also thought it was funny how she pointed out how she didn't have one-on-one time with two of the guys, Mike and Brendan, yet. And then it like cuts to the date card and it's like, oh, Greg.
The one person that everybody, Greg included, has known from day one, Greg, Katie, every single guy in the house, everyone watching, has known that he's not going anywhere. So for him, of all people, to get the second one-on-one, at that point, I think Mike and Brendan both had to just be, uh-oh.
The guys that are left, like, this group is, it's such a bromance. Holding hands, and they cry when each other leaves, and they hug, and they kiss each other on the cheek. I don't remember ever seeing a group of guys or girls like this, this close.
Even when the date card came in and Greg got it, he, I think, was intentionally, obviously he was playing it off as I'm shocked, and I'm sure he was, but he was also, I think, doing it to make the other guys feel better.
He definitely didn't gloat about it. He was, I think, kind of wishing that his name wasn't called. I think almost to an extent. But he wanted to, I think, like kind of hide his face a little bit. Like, I know you guys haven't had the time, but I mean, I got it. So
still has to say, make it clear he's excited, because we've seen that in years past, too, when guys are psh, whatever. And then that gets back to Katie or the, you know, the star. So he did have to make it very clear. Well, obviously, I'm very excited, but bro, sorry. Maybe multiple people are going to end up with her at the end. So let's keep this bromance going.
Yeah, there's no drama right now.
And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that because we've talked about this, God, probably since whenever we started this. You don't have to be friends with everyone, which, but just
not here to make friends.
Yeah, not here to make friends, drink. But you can at least make it a good environment for everyone. And it took a while, but they got to the point where, at the very least, it's a good place for everyone to be.
Right.
The person who I think we've all expected to get this far, Greg, gets the one-on-one. I don't know that there's really anything that they could have done that he would have been sent home from the state.
Right.
It wasn't anything outlandish. I mean, they did the same thing they've done the last two times with these quarantine dates and it's or seasons, and it's, hey, this is what my hometown would be like.
It was just a basic date, but I think Katie maybe just wanted a break. Like she knew Greg was a shoo-in. She knows that she wants to meet Greg's family. So I think she just wanted an actual date, like just to go out and forget about the other guys for a little bit. I don't think at any point she didn't know if she would make him go to the next week.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. I agree 100%. I hadn't thought about it that way though. That she just. I think that's a great point. Just start things off without any pressure. You know, you're giving him the rose. You know, he's going to hometowns, and just get away from the pressure for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, I love that. I hadn't even thought about that, but it, especially with considering we're a week, you know, past her basically getting sick because of the pressure. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you're 100% right, because if you could do anything to get away from that just literal sickness,
yeah,
why not do it and just hang out with Greg, throw some fish around, chew some bubble gum. I've never been to Seattle, but I'm guessing they have a bubble gum wall, which is totally gross, but okay. And even though Greg has mentioned a couple times about, well, I was worried and you checked in on me and I appreciate that. I don't know that he ever really had a reason to be worried. And throughout this date where you bring up, it's been a roller coaster. I'm like, has it though?
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed pretty obvious from the beginning that you were going to, at the very least, get to hometowns.
I think roller coaster for his emotions. I think maybe that's what he meant. Not if he was going to get sent home. But it's funny because at the dinner part, Katie brought up again that she's worried that he'll leave. And like we've already talked about this situation in other group dates. So like, why are you still worried about this? Because, and he talked about how he was bullied and insecure. And like, I understand that, but like, he's just resting sad face. Like she said it like all the time. And if that worries you that you can't be in those types of situations, then I don't know why in week seven, you're still asking, you're still afraid that he's going to leave.
Yeah. And he's very much that favorite from each season who, for some reason, despite being the favorite, you know, has a lot of self-doubt about their relationship and gets really concerned when they see the star with other people and on other dates. And again, despite being a favorite, is still really having trouble wrapping their head around the fact that, wait, she goes on dates with other people?
Wait, this is not what I signed up for, yeah, but it is.
Exactly. And he still, despite their talk of insecurity and roller coaster and everything else, they basically say how much they're head over heels and they've never felt like this before and shock the world. He gets a rose. He wants her to meet his family. And
they make out in fake rain.
Make out in fake rain, which, you know, they'd been teasing that scene as part of the, you know, this season on The Bachelorette since the beginning. And until that exact moment, I thought it was an actual kiss in the rain as opposed to,
I did too.
Hey, we're in the middle of the desert. Let's waste some water rain. So well done by the production crew.
What drought?
Yeah, exactly. But she had a point. It would not be Seattle without a little rain. So
that's true.
Bravo.
Good job.
And, you know, it finally, the easy part is gone because everyone knew Brendan was going. So, or Brendan, ha, good luck with that. Greg was going, but Brendan was already starting in his head that, oh my God, if I'm on this group date, basically saying, I mean, I think he just told us all, if I'm not on this, I'm going home. And not eventually. Like, I think we all thought, or at least I thought, that if he's not on this date card, he's just going to pick up and go.
Yeah. He wasn't whiny about it. Like, he wasn't, I actually completely understand where he's coming from. Like, your hometowns are next week and you haven't talked to her. Like, you've had very surface level, shallow conversations. You haven't even, I don't think, because I don't even remember him, so I could be wrong. But like, you haven't really talked about your past or, you know, family even. So I don't blame him for questioning, like, why am I still here? And then he went to Katie's room and she was like, you could tell she was shocked because it was like she didn't want him to be there because you compare it to, I mean, jumping ahead a little bit, but like when Andrew comes to see her, like it was night and day. Like it was completely different reactions from Katie.
Or when Blake visited her room after she was heartbroken.
Exactly.
And all literally of a sudden it's like, let's make out.
Literally anyone else, I think. But yeah, it's like she didn't want him there, and she was not annoyed because that's taking it like to the extreme, but she was kind of like, oh, like, why are you here? Like you have a group date, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of just, you know, I haven't had a chance to tell you anything. Like my dad would really like to have beers with you and stuff like that. Like we haven't had that time to talk, and I don't blame him because he hasn't. But then she was just like, I'm just going to stop you right there. Like you can go. Basically, she didn't say that, but
yeah, no, it was 100%. Hey, oh, sweetie, honey. That's really cute, but you're going to need to go now. And I understand, where he's coming from, obviously not having a one-on-one, but for him to say, oh, and I'm not going to get any one-on-one time with her on the group date, except that she explicitly made sure every single person on the group date got one-on-one time with her, uninterrupted one-on-one time. So right. It's not the same as a one-on-one date, obviously, but this idea that it's the same as when it's a group date with 12 guys and half of them might not get time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I was thinking, because even on all those cocktail parties and stuff, you still kind of, you know, you have to fight for the time. So you could have had, there are plenty of deep conversations that happen during cocktail parties and group dates. You kind of just had to be more proactive about it, which he wasn't. But I don't 100% blame him either. And I don't blame Katie. It's just you just haven't had the time. It happened.
Right. And he clearly was more optimistic than he was leading on, because I like how it's, you know, and then, oh, I got to get the chapstick on real quick because this might go well for me.
Womp.
And like, yeah, it's going to be a no for me, dog. And, you know, she let him down easy, as she has outside of the jerks all season long. It's been as gentle as possible, and pointed out all of the good things that he did and explained as well as you could why he hasn't had any one-on-ones, trying to sort of say like, oh, well, you haven't needed it. But at the same time, yeah, this isn't, I'm not going to make you go through a group date. And like, even though you put him on it and he was going to go, if he didn't come to your room, like,
Exactly.
Like if you would have left him off the group date card and then sent him home, although I guess that would have been a shot to the you know what's too, because then you're thinking, I got a one-on-one trip home.
Yeah.
So Brendan, you know, when he goes home, I appreciate that not only does he not say goodbye to everyone, but the one person that he chooses is Blake.
They have like a secret goodbye, like I don't know.
And maybe what do we think I'm glad Brendan had a connection with someone, but what do you think the odds are that Blake got himself half naked locked out of his room for a second time?
Oh yeah. It's very high, very likely.
And for Blake to then go to the other guys and be the storyteller and act like this was so unexpected.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I understand you're not, maybe we're not left with any of the super fans like Hunter, but was it unexpected?
Yeah. Was it really?
I mean, you even have someone like Michael who continued to ask questions, not even of Katie yet, but just sort of himself and in his one-on-ones about his kid and everything else. And so if he, who's had a lot of time with her and seemingly they have something for him to be concerned about things, and you think it's unexpected that Brendan had some issues and was going to go home? Like,
yeah,
come on.
I don't know.
But it, you know, does lead us to what is the final group date of the season. And crazy. It is a weird one. Crazy to think about. And one we have seen before, once again, of let's do some sort of art. And not surprisingly, it was, I don't know, because I'm not well-versed, but I don't think you can call it double entendres, because obviously it's art, but double meaning or...
Yeah.
And because it's all
yeah,
flowers, and as they, I think they called it flowery with a twist.
Yeah.
I think we all know what all the flowers looked like. And I thought they were all supposed to paint. So I didn't know that when Michael, I'm like, what is he? Is that like some weird painting he's doing?
I thought they were supposed to too, because everyone did except for Michael. And I feel bad because I think that he thought it had to be like a sexual thing. So he was like, oh, I could have probably painted like a really nice picture, and instead I sculpted a butt.
I will say that to have that sort of confidence to, because it's supposed to be inspired by Katie. So again, seemingly you're sculpting Katie's butt.
Yeah.
To have that level of confidence, because there are a lot of ways that could have gone terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like it kind of went wrong, but I don't know.
Well, she seemed to be at least amused by it, because I think
she liked it.
If someone sculpted your butt in a way that you were offended by, I think you'd be pretty easy to tell.
Yeah.
And although she probably wouldn't have really gotten offended by anything, because if anything, Blake went the route, there's always one who can't just try something. They have to go like, here's the line, I'm going to completely jump over it. And he just goes black canvas, and then they wouldn't even show us a little bit of what he drew. ABC goes full black box.
Full black box.
As opposed to pixelation. So it was some version of them having sex, but I can't even fathom how good of an artist he could be that they had to black it out.
I mean, he said that he doesn't like art and can't draw. So like, what did it look like?
Because are you not allowed to show stick figures having sex? I mean, I'm very confused by what he possibly could have drawn.
I don't know. Apparently not on ABC.
And you had Justin, who apparently is a professional artist, so he's a bit of a ringer in this date, because he just draws this incredible rose in the middle, and the rest of the stuff was definitely looked like it was more drawn by a child than a professional artist. But the fact that you see that rose and you're like, okay, dude apparently has a side gig.
Skilled.
Oh my lord,
skilled.
For sure. And I, like I said before, like that she made it very clear. I have four guys here. I'm going to have four conversations, and it's not one of those, can I steal you? Can I do this? Every single person got their own time.
Yeah. Which is good, because it is important this week. It's basically life changing. Like next week is the week that the bachelorette, like, really, I don't want to say knows what they're going to do in the end, but gets pretty close, at least down to two. Like, they just, in their mind, they know that it's probably two or even three that they want at the end of this.
Yeah, because as we've seen time and time again, a lot changes or can change on hometowns, because if things do not go well with the family, you very quickly can have
many couples.
Yes. You very quickly go from having the best relationship in the world to having a Pilot Pete relationship. And
yikes.
In a lot of families, that's just, you can't come back from that. So even if you have this idea of, okay, I have Greg first and then I have Blake second or whatever, you meet the family and things spiral out of control.
There's no hope.
No, you automatically, like this, and some people are able to persevere through that. But in general, if you've known this person for 2 months, are you then all of a sudden going to say, oh, sure, we can deal with his family completely hating me or me completely hating their family, yeah. No problem. Like, so I think having the conversations with each of these and not having to look over your shoulder about, oh, can I steal her for a minute? Is it okay? Like, no, we're going to have time,
your time
and talking about exactly what we need to talk about, because Michael, who had a million questions, oh my God.
Literally a million.
I don't know how this is going to happen and what's going on. She basically answers them in 15 seconds. And then all of a sudden he's just like, never mind. Everything's great.
Never mind. I'm back in.
And about Michael. So they had been teasing us with this clip of, you know, daddy doesn't want to see me or something like that. And he was FaceTiming with the kid in this episode.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to happen.
And then we never see it. So I guess, do we think that the kid said it as part of that conversation and they just decided, oh, never mind, it's not a fun storyline anymore? Because if they're going to home next week, when is the kid going to say that?
Right. I don't know.
I mean, does that mean...
I thought it was going to happen in that. I was waiting for it and I was like, oh, he's being like, he's like, oh, I can't, you know, I can't wait to hug you and I'm going to read to you and all this stuff. And I was like, when is this kid going to be like, you don't want to see me? And it never happened.
So I don't know if they just decided, let's just punt on this. It's not going to be nearly as good of a storyline because, again, she squashed any of his concerns in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Or is it, does this mean he goes to the final and the kid says that while they're, you know, back wherever for the yeah. last, you know, fantasy suite and whatever.
Or they aired it and like for the trailers and then they were like, this is actually really mean and sad and we want to try to get him maybe for Bachelor, so we should probably be nice. So let's edit it out.
Interesting. Yeah. And, you know, Max, who we had on last week, you know, Michael is the guy top of his list of who he thinks should be the Bachelor. And I think if it's not him with Katie, hard to argue. I mean, he does have an incredible story. And we were talking about perseverance before, sort of talking about having to deal with someone's family. I mean, he has like actual perseverance. So that's a great point, too. ABC maybe realizes like, let's start giving him the real hero edit.
Yeah. We gotta probably be nice to this guy. We haven't had a real good story like this in a while.
Right. And I think the one person that's left in Justin that I think we can pile on for a second, I want to ask the same question because I think it's only fair that I did of Connor. So he brings out this incredible piece of art.
Yeah.
And explains how it reflects their relationship and how beautiful she is and blah, blah, blah. What are the odds that he painted that long before he ever got to New Mexico and just then
you
was like, yeah.
You decided to like travel with it though? Like,
well, I think this is me conspiracy theorizing here. I think he brought it with that exact thought of at some point, I'm going to present this to Katie and I'm going to explain how it represents our relationship, even though we've never met.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thrown it out there. Do I think it's more likely that Connor wrote the song early than he painted that early? Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay.
I know it.
So group date rose goes to Michael. Was a little surprised because I thought it was going to be after her conversation with Blake about I'm still a little worried about things, even though we seem perfect for each other. I thought it would be, okay, Blake, this is finally just letting you know that any of those concerns are put aside, especially since she was pretty clear, I thought, with Michael that he would probably feel pretty good even without getting the rose because it's like, oh no, she answered all my questions. But I kind of thought Blake might walk away with it.
Yeah, I did too. Or honestly, even Andrew, I thought, because they had a talk about Andrew's big thing was, you know, how he plays football, and he's like, I will quit football if that means, you know, if that's what's best in this relationship. And she didn't want that. She said, we, you know, we'd figure it out if we have to live in two places. You know, if we have to delay having a baby, we can do that. Like, we'll figure it out. And then it was like, okay, Michael A. And then bye, Andrew.
Yeah, so the thing with Andrew, that's a great point, because even though he's playing in, like, Germany or wherever he was playing.
Austria,
yeah. Thank you. So same general vicinity.
Same thing.
It's not like giving up your, you know, playing in the NFL. Let me just put it that way. The football over there, while competitive, is not exactly full of American football players who then go on to play in the NFL.
Right.
So while no matter what your dream is, whatever your profession is, if it's something you're willing to give up, sure. I think that is a great sign of, you know, I don't want to say respect, but I just, how much you feel, how strongly you feel about the relationship. But it's not like he's giving up being the starting quarterback of an NFL team.
Right.
He's playing an American playing in Austria. So yeah. I just want to say that that's not exactly a pipeline to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think he could probably make more money here coaching football somewhere than playing football as an American. So while I appreciate the effort and I agree with you that you would think that would be enough to get the rose there, because with her being so, you know, wasn't even dancing around it. She was just very like, nope, we'll figure it out. Let's,
if you're passionate about it, we'll figure it out.
And clearly it didn't go that way. And I think that's a good segue here, because I want to talk about lack of passion. And that's where we get to Mike P and his one-on-one.
Do we have to talk about this?
We do. And mainly,
so awkward.
They always have a date like this, whether it's Blake and Tayshia doing like basically the sex poses, or you pick the two least compatible people and you put them in uncomfortable situations, which wouldn't be uncomfortable if there was passion in the relationship.
Right.
But you take the two least compatible people, and then all of a sudden it becomes awkward and you have the cuddle queen gene. And I don't even know exactly which was worse. The constant laughing like they were 4-year-olds, or even better, like
she was getting mad. She was like, what are you laughing at? Like, she was offended.
I mean, listen, if you were a cuddle queen, wouldn't you be upset if people were laughing at your cuddling?
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying. But it's, instead of having some sort of sensuality, they were talking to each other the way your twins probably talk to each other.
Yeah.
Just giggling and laughing and just.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was so weird.
Yeah, it was up there with the awkward. I mean, not only that, but then he brings his mom into it. It made everything so much worse.
Not like, only does he bring his mother into it, but he specifically says the worst words that I think you could ever say to a significant other. You remind me of my mom. What? No.
That phrase isn't bad enough. Like, you whisper it too while you're like 1 inch away from. Oh. I would have been like, okay, you know what? I mean, she basically did. But like.
Then to make matters worse, and yes, it can get worse than you remind me of my mom, is. For him to say, oh, I'd be napping and my mom would rub my head, that intimacy is everything. I felt like the 5 million people watching were all getting punked. I'm looking around thinking, is this real? Like, what is happening?
Because everyone loved Mike. We loved him, and then this happened and we're like, oh no, it was so bad.
Listen, great to have a relationship with your mother. I love my mother more than anything in the world. Would I have ever, under any circumstances, uttered those words? Or, to be fair, even felt like I wanted to say those words? Like, no. And no, I've never at any point thought, let me look for someone that reminds me of my mother. And my mother was awesome, but... No. And he, for some reason, thought it went over gangbusters. He's thinking, it's like, great. We're going to dinner. This is going to be so incredible.
But, I mean, she handled it. Like, she could have been like, all right, get up. Like, get out. That was too much for me. But she was just like, you know, I appreciate that. Like, you know. The level of respect, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, all right, I don't want to put you through dinner. You got to go. That was way too creepy.
And just like everyone else, again, other than the jerks, totally let him down easy, which I can appreciate. But how, at least in the moment, she doesn't at least give like a little side eye, like, guys.
Come on.
You heard that too, right? I mean, I know he was whispering a lot of it, but. Come on. And not realizing that in the moment, not only did he repeat it, but he was excited about it. Oh, yes. Reminds me of my mom.
Oh, yeah. No, he definitely meant it like 100% as a compliment and thought it was going to go over well. But no. Nope.
Yeah. And, you know, she starts talking about, you know, hey, I'm sending home another good guy and that's fine. But you could tell it wasn't like what we're about to see. At the end where she was really actually torn. She was letting him down gently all the way around, including talking, you know, in her in the moments about how all these good guys that I'm sending home. But it's like, peace. It's been fun.
Yeah. And that one's fine. Let him go.
Right. And so for the rose ceremony, we're getting down to the final four. And even though we already have the two, and it's really... just down to two roses for three people, with it being, you know, Andrew, Blake, and Justin. And for me, and I don't know if it's just because I was questioning his art, I thought Justin was clearly the odd man out. I thought Blake and Andrew, no doubt. I just, you know, I'm talking to the TV because I'm a weirdo, and I'm thinking, okay, Blake first, obviously, no problem. And yep. then she hands out, I'm like, oh, well, this is easy. Andrew. Clearly going to be Andrew. They've got a great connection. He's funny. Like you pointed out, had this great conversation about putting things on hold if need be, figuring it out. And she goes to Justin.
Yep. I don't get it. I mean, I like Justin, but he had his one-on-one last week. And I mean, we talked about it, and especially Max said it because he performed for Justin and Katie, and like none of us saw that spark, that connection. And so that was just, these usually don't shock me anymore because you know exactly what's going to happen 99% of the time. But this one was shocking. Like I really thought it was Andrew.
Yeah. And I think Max's exact words were like, yeah, this guy isn't it. And
yeah.
as someone that was watching them make out 2 feet from him, you know, and what we've seen, I mean, I haven't seen a single thing. Like, he seems like a good dude, but we haven't seen a single thing at any point during this that makes it seem like they have a connection. And obviously the off the screen stuff, maybe he's not such a good dude, but he seems that what we've seen, everything is fine, mm-hmm. but there's been no spark, and the guy that watched the make out said there was no spark. So I'm just a little surprised that all of a sudden that she's thinking, oh yeah, Andrew, nah, but this guy, we're going to hometowns.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I felt this was a tough loss.
It was a tough one. And you know, this was different from all of her other goodbyes this season, which she mentioned, because immediately she breaks down, and not like, oh, this is so sad. This was like, I made a mistake upset.
Yeah.
Which is just a whole other level.
Yeah, she even said this was the first time she wasn't confident in a decision. And I think knowing that, I think right when he got in that car, I think she knew it probably should have been someone else going home.
Yeah, and clearly her producers agreed because they let Andrew stick around and stop by.
They were probably like, "Are you sure
you want we're going to give you? Go? We're going to give you one more shot." And to the point where he's able to come up to her room, and the guy you just broke up with, you're basically like, just full on like, "Oh my god, I've never been more excited to see someone in my life." And
yeah, and I think they really wanted to kiss too, but then they're like, "Wait."
I mean, she's grabbing his hand and putting it. Yeah, grabbing his hand, putting it over her heart so he can feel how it's beating. Like,
yeah.
Then, even when she lets him leave again, he leaves her a note, basically saying like, "If you change your mind, I'll be waiting." And the producers again leave a clear path of where he's going because she runs out of the room. Where is he? And obviously, they don't want to be.
They're probably all like, that way.
I don't know, but there's that open door over there. Like, oh, right. And so clearly they still at that point are thinking, okay, he still might stay.
Yeah.
And even she's clearly in her mind because she's thinking, okay, what if I can keep you here? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that would look like because it's either you're going to hometowns or you're not.
Right. Maybe there'd be 5 hometowns.
Yeah, which I listen. If you're the lead, you should get to make your own rules, right? I mean,
right. It's your life.
So I don't. But it's interesting she didn't say that, and I don't know if that's one of those things where she's thinking, oh, maybe I do need to get that cleared with, you know, with all COVID protocols and stuff. Maybe I actually need to talk to someone about that.
Yeah.
But he was. I don't know. I've heard some mixed reactions about this. Is that if you were so into her, if she's even suggesting that you stay, shouldn't you stay and then figure it out?
Yeah.
But for me, she's already chosen to send me home once. And how much worse do I look if I say, yes, I'll stay. And then 12 hours later, she decides, yeah, never mind. I'm still going to stick with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as much as I wanted him to stay, I think he made the right decision because he said, like you said, that, you know, I want my future wife to choose me and I want to feel chosen. And I wasn't. Like, you sent me home and now you're having these second thoughts, but it's kind of too little too late.
It is indeed. And he drives away and he's
But I do have to say, like, at the same, like, he did say no, but at the same time, why did you leave that note?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I think he meant, like, maybe in the future, you know, if something doesn't work out, give me a call and maybe we can.
He was thinking after the final rose, if you guys are broken up, like, right, this guy exactly. Right here.
And I don't think he was expecting it to be, like, right now. Like, if you change your mind right now, I'll stay. So that was kind of, like, basically, why would you say that if you're not going to stay? If I am changing my mind, I'm asking you to stay, and you're not. But I think he made the right decision in saying no.
Yeah, I would agree.
As much as I like him.
Yes, and so on to next week, and what I maybe a split week of episodes, because we're getting a little bit of hometowns, we're getting Men Tell All, and like you said, there have been rumors about the season ending early, so I wonder if we're just getting things more stretched out again.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously I record the shows and watch them a little bit delayed. My DVR, my description says it's the Men Tell All next week. Mm. Like, straight Men Tell All. Maybe they just didn't update the description, but mine strictly says episode 8 is Men Tell All. So that should be interesting.
Well, so we're going to have to wait an extra week to find out what happens in the hometowns, which is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but just going off of my show description.
Listen, if anyone would know, it's the television guide.
True.
Well, I think that we're probably not going to get a lot of excitement from Men Tell All, and I say that only because they teased it all with clips from this season as opposed to clips from the Men Tell All. So that should probably give us all the indication that this is probably pretty boring.
Yeah, and honestly, the people that were started all the drama are basically all going Paradise, so we can just see it all unfold there. We don't need Men Tell All.
We're going to get you guys on Zoom from Mexico. Is that cool?
Yeah. We can just watch it unfold in Paradise instead of a pointless Men Tell All episode.
Well, so what else other than Katie and her men eventually going to hometowns, what else is going on in Bachelor Nation?
I just have one big thing. Our friends Ashley and Jared.
So excited!
Finally are having a baby, so that's so exciting. We all know that they've been trying for a while, so it's awesome that they're finally expecting. Ashley doesn't look like she's doing too great.
So sick.
She just has to hang in there, and it will all be worth it.
So excited. And have we decided which of us they're going to name the kid after? Because since we basically got them together, and that's basically. That. Yeah, I mean, that's not, you know,
that is what happened.
Saying, yeah, I'm not saying it flippantly. Like, that's literally, and I'm using that word correctly, literally what happened, you know, before they were dating. We helped get them in that direction. So how do we flip a coin? That
us whether a little they bit named of Rob kid, Thomas. It was,
yeah. Do it we, was us. That they named the kid Katie or Ryan? I mean, do we fight for it? What's the deal, do we think?
Yeah, I think like a joint name, like,
okay.
Katie Ryan or
Ryan Katie. I mean, no, I'm okay.
No.
We'll let them know that's since we're going to get the name of the kid. So
yeah.
Awesome. So excited for them.
And then just remember our Astrid and Kevin who got together.
Oh yeah.
In Bachelor in Paradise. Astrid finally became a Canadian citizen. So
hey,
they will, because that's obviously where Kevin was from. So, they are finally living together, and she's also pregnant, which we knew, but all of her paperwork went through, and she is an official Canadian resident.
Was that a boudet?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And that's it.
Whew. Well, listen, very happy. I like when the news is all happy. That's, yes. You know, we don't get a lot of happy story endings here. So I'm glad that we got a couple there. And I'm sure it's not going to be very happy next week if we're talking men tell all and men sniping at each other about who wanted to be the bachelor and who just wanted to go to paradise and follow me on Instagram. So
yeah, can't wait for that.
Good times. And while you're doing that, why don't you follow us at Bachelor Podcast across socials, and we will see you next week.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.